Hello? Are you still there?
Hey, Douglas, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How can I help you today? Are you curious about what our voice AI can do?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasher. AI, I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Mary from Dasher AI, nice to connect. I don't have info on specific partnerships, but I'd love to hear more about how you work with companies like Acme Plumbers. What kind of services do you offer?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasher, AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious. In your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up, Mary. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects and keeping conversations natural. How does your AI handle those challenges? Does it adapt to different customer responses smoothly?
Tell me more about how reaching the right prospects and keeping conversations natural has been for you lately.
Reaching the right prospects can sometimes feel like finding a needle in a haystack, lots of noise and not enough quality leads. And keeping conversations natural? That's a real art. Automated calls often sound robotic, which turns people off. How does your AI keep things human and engaging?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that forward-thinking question. If your AI exceeded expectations in 12 months, I'd imagine a steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle, plus conversations that feel genuinely human, building trust and boosting sales. How do you measure success with your clients?
What do you mean by building trust and boosting sales? Why is that important to you?
Great question. Building trust means customers feel comfortable and confident during calls, which makes them more likely to say yes or keep the conversation going. Boosting sales is the natural result. More trust usually means more closed deals. For businesses, that's the lifeblood of growth. Does your AI focus on those aspects too?
Tell me more about how building trust and boosting sales play out in your day-to-day.
Sure thing. In day-to-day work, building trust means having conversations that sound natural and respectful so prospects don't hang up or get annoyed. Boosting sales happens when those positive interactions lead to more appointments, demos, or purchases. How does your AI keep that balance?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, a big challenge is scaling lead generation without losing that personal touch. Automation often feels too robotic. Also, managing follow-ups efficiently can be tough. What solutions does your AI offer to tackle these issues?
What are all the ways scaling lead generation without losing personal touch and managing follow-ups efficiently are affecting the business right now?
When lead generation isn't scaling well, it means missed opportunities and slower growth. Losing the personal touch can frustrate prospects, leading to fewer conversions. And inefficient follow-ups? That's like leaving money on the table because potential customers slip through the cracks. How does your AI help fix these pain points?
Can you go a bit deeper on how missed opportunities, frustrated prospects, and lost potential customers have impacted your business?
Sure. Missed opportunities mean fewer new clients coming in, which directly slows revenue growth. Lost prospects can also hurt reputation. If people feel ignored or annoyed, they might share that experience. It's like a ripple effect that can hold a business back. How does your AI help turn those missed chances into wins?
Wow. It sounds like missed opportunities, slower growth, frustrated prospects, and managing follow-ups are really holding you back. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Mary, I'm here to chat and explore how Dasher AI can help, but I don't actually schedule demos myself. If you want, I can share the best way to reach our team at support@dasher.ai. They'd be happy to set something up for you. Does that sound good?